Evans, however, had certain advantages. Most observers, like most people generally, are in the northern hemisphere, so he had a lot of sky largely to himself, especially at first. He also had speed and his uncanny memory. Large telescopes are cumbersome things, and much of their operational time is consumed with being manoeuvred into position. Evans could swing his little 16-inch telescope around like a tail gunner in a dogfight, spending no more than a couple of seconds on any particular point in the sky. In consequence, he could observe perhaps 400 galaxies in an evening, while a large professional telescope would be lucky to do 50 or 60. Looking for supernovae is mostly a matter of not finding them. From 1980 to 1996, he averaged 2 discoveries a year. Not a huge payoff for hundreds of nights of peering and peering. Once he found 3 in 15 days. But another time he went 3 years without finding any at all. "There is actually a certain value in not finding anything," he said. "It helps cosmologists to work out the rate at which galaxies are evolving. It's one of those rare areas where the absence of evidence is evidence." On a table beside the telescope were stacks of photos and papers relevant to his pursuits, and he showed me some of them now. If you have ever looked through popular astronomical publications, and at some time you must have, you will know that they are generally full of richly luminous colour photos of distant nebulae and the like, fairy-lit clouds of celestial light of the most delicate and moving splendour. Evans's working images are nothing like that. They are just blurry, black-and-white photos with little points of haloed brightness. One, he showed me, depicted a swarm of stars with a trifling flare that I had to put close to my face to see. This, Evans told me, was a star in a constellation called Fornax from a galaxy known to astronomy as NGC 1365. NGC stands for New General Catalogue, where these things are recorded. Once it was a heavy book on someone's desk in Dublin. Today, needless to say, it's a database. For 60 million silent years, the light from the star's spectacular demise travelled unceasingly through space, until one night, in August of 2001, it arrived at Earth, in the form of a puff of radiance, the tiniest brightening in the night sky. It was, of course, Robert Evans on his eucalypt-scented hillside who spotted it. "There's something satisfying, I think," Evans said, "about the idea of light travelling for millions of years through space, and just at the right moment as it reaches Earth, someone looks at the right bit of sky and sees it. It just seems right that an event of that magnitude should be witnessed."